I didn't do a thing, okay, so it's not me.
Something has changed in terms of what we're sounding like, but we have a guest on the line who you think we're out of sorts. She's in the bubble, and I believe she's been in the bubble for a while. Like, bubble life, trying to get a read on what's going on outside of the bubble. I can't imagine how confusing that would be. From the L.A. Times, she's down in Orlando. Here is Tanya Ganguly joining us. Are you up to date on the rest of the world, or are you just focused on the bubble at this point?
I feel pretty disconnected from the rest of the world. I've been trying to pay attention, but it really is. I mean, I hesitated at first to call it a bubble because there's a lot of people coming in and out of it for various reasons, but it really does. I mean, that's really the best way to talk about it, because we're in here. Things are not great around us in this country, with the virus, but they've done a good job inside here of keeping everybody safe.
Have you caught anyone just like gazing out the window, just wishing and hoping to go do something normal, or just any kind of weird vibes like that?
I mean, there's it goes back and forth, because on one hand, it is a lot of fun to be in this atmosphere and be around so many different games, and like I can go visit 22 different teams, which is not something that's easy to do under normal circumstances, but you do get a little stir crazy because, you know, there's only so many places that you can go. And my two other reporters and I last weekend, we went on a boat ride, and it was still like in Disney, but it was just the most glorious. It felt like the biggest luxury ever, because we got to sort of drive around in a pontoon for an hour.
Yeah, that's living. A pontoon for an hour, that's life. But anyway, I think there's actually a lot of people that would be envious, because all eyes have been on the bubble for a lot of people in the sports world. And the teams you cover specifically, the Lakers and the Clippers, I'm sure you're right about both for the Times, have been the focal point of the whole season, I would say, out West. But I don't know what to make of the Lakers early into this resumption of play. I don't think they care that much. And I don't think they necessarily should. I think they should be amping up for the playoffs. They've locked down the first seed. Why should they care about the rest of these regular season games?
Well, the reason they should care is that they have not been playing basketball for 4 months. And they came in here and they had 3 weeks, really, to get themselves ready for the playoffs. And that's really what this is all about. It's about getting them ready for the playoffs. And, you know, LeBron James has talked about this a lot. He was ready in March. I mean, he had spent several months building himself up, building his conditioning up, building his body up to the point where he was ready for that playoff run. And then everything stopped for 4 months. And, you know, even though he has the ability to do a lot of things. He was not without a basketball hoop. He was not without a gym to go to. He was able to do all that, but it's still not the same thing as playing an NBA game. And so I think that's the biggest concern for the Lakers right now. It's, are they going to be ready? Does the lack of momentum that they seem to have right now, is that going to be an actual problem? Because back in March, they felt like the momentum that they had was a very good thing for them.
You mentioned that the bubble is you know, very unique. Have you noticed it's kind of almost like a big social scene? And what I mean by that is, in talking to players in the NHL bubble, guys are friends with guys who are on other teams. So you run into somebody, all of a sudden they're playing cards, they're kind of hanging out. Have you noticed that kind of interaction between teams and between players?
Yeah, that's definitely happening. I mean, these players, the thing about players and coaches is that during the season, they don't really get to see each other. Even if you go to the city where one of your best friends plays, for example, when LeBron James goes to Oklahoma City, he gets dinner with Chris Paul, if he can, if their schedule allows for it. It doesn't always allow for it. And then that's it. And then you leave town after one night. In this setting, they're able to spend real time together, and you're able to, you know, you don't really have anywhere else to go, so you're able to catch up with your friends' lives and really understand how things have been going for them. And I think that's a luxury that there's a back and forth with everything, because they do miss their other loved ones who aren't in the bubble, but they also, I think, are appreciating the opportunity to hang out together.
You mentioned LeBron and his training, and he was ready. He always seems to be ready. Does he? Do you sense any urgency from him that he's got to kind of make some hay here and maybe get one or two? Or how long do you think he can keep up? I know the physical conditioning, and he's a specimen. He spends $1 million on his body a year. But where do you think his headspace is at as far as urgency and the timeliness of getting another championship?
Yeah, I mean, there is, I mean, I think it's really important to him to win a championship this year. But one thing that he was saying yesterday is that he doesn't, you know, he was asked about, like, you know, with all your experience in championship situations, going into the playoffs, what can you tell the rest of your teammates about what, where you guys need to be? And he said, well, I don't have any experience with this. I don't have any experience playing basketball in a bubble in August. So that's, I think there's just a, there's a major unknown factor here. I do think it's really important to him, and I do think he really wants to win a championship this year, but I also think he sort of recognizes that this is very, this is just a very unusual situation, and there are apparently, you know, one thing he said, I don't know exactly what he means here, but he said there are things going on off the court that he didn't want to talk about that are making it harder for players. So I don't know what exactly that is, but I do know that this is a very strange setting, and NBA players are creatures of habit. They really like their routines. They really like, you know, how they're used to things, and that's all different for them right now.
With Tanya Ganguly of the LA Times, I did not hear that quote from LeBron, and I think it would be right to assume he's talking about the setup maybe, or the build-up or the preparation. But could he possibly be talking about what's going on in the world? And, you know, he has been at the forefront of talking about the social justice push. He was going at it with, well, I don't know about at it, but he was commenting on Trump earlier today or yesterday. Could that be something that's weighing on him, that he is the face of a league that has been at the forefront of, you know, progressive movements and social justice and speaking aloud about what's going on in society right now?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's what he was talking about in that particular comment, but I do think that that's been really important to him too here. He has taken time in most of his, I think in all of his press conferences, actually, he has taken at least some time to talk about different things in the realm of social issues. The first scrimmage that the Lakers had, he spoke after it, and he answered his first two questions by mentioning Breonna Taylor and then answering the question. Last night he was talking about a video he saw of a family in Colorado that was pulled over, and their children were put face down on the ground, and it was apparently a mistaken situation where they were looking for somebody else, but this happened to this family. He spoke about that last night. He said he didn't want to get into it with Trump. He said that he said, I know what happens. I know where this can go for me, and I don't really want to get into it. But then he did get into it, kind of echoing what a few other people have said, which is that he doesn't care, and he doesn't think anyone else cares, anyone else in the league cares if Trump is watching them or not.
Well, try to stay occupied down there. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you are. And we'll see where this takes as the regular season continues and the real stuff is still about a week and a half away. But really appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Tanya Ganguly from the LA Times, down in the bubble, down in Orlando.
Bubble life.
Bubble life in Orlando. Well, they've been down there for a while, and the two final teams are going to be down there for a lot longer, man. They're still in there for another 2 months.